Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alan C. is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Alan is a new friend. He's the guy, the new friend I was telling you about. Alan is Chief Marketing Officer at DocuStar, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do a better job of connecting with customers, of finding... those suspects who turn into prospects, who turn into customers, and then you're off to the races with a new relationship. How do we do a better job of that? Alan's here to help us with that. Alan C., welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Alan. So tell the audience, tell us what a chief marketing officer is and what a chief marketing officer does.
So in the in the strictest sense, I like to go from Peter Drucker's quote, and that's marketing's not a functional area; it's the whole business as seen through the eyes of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I often kind of joke with my counterparts in sales, IT, legal, finance, HR that hey, in theory, you all report to me.
So what you're saying is there's no quandary over which is the chicken and which is the egg, right? The egg is marketing.
Well, certainly in my mind, and this is coming from a guy who actually, you know, I grew up in sales. I covered a patch. I covered a territory, was a sales manager. So I was in sales long before I became a marketer. But truly, in today's world, especially as it relates to social media, how social media crosses all these functional areas between sales, marketing, IT, legal, finance, and HR, you really need to have your strategic marketing plan in place so that it is truly supporting your business goals and objectives.
Right, right. And that's exactly right. And so now the chief marketing officer, that's his or her job, right, is to make sure that in the old days, like maybe 10 years ago, that job was not all that. It might have been a hard job, but it wouldn't have been a complicated job in terms of all the different touch points that you have. But today, the touch points are coming out of the woodwork, aren't they?
They really are, and you're spot on. I mean, even today, a lot of people when you say marketing, they're thinking of the arts and crafts department.
Oh, right.
Those are the people who are going to order pins and mugs and
right.
Set up our tent at the trade show. Well, and it's not that those functions and those responsibilities have gone away or that they're not important, but
they're still touch points. They're just
they are definitely just smaller
percentage of all the touch points than today.
They are, and for truly the organizations that want to do everything possible to enhance the customer experience, to get closer to the customer, to get into this new world of social media marketing, it's become much more.
So now we come down to small businesses. And I'm going to hazard a guess and say that most small business owners don't have a marketing plan, let alone a chief marketing officer. So how do we help them cross this great divide that they find themselves on the other side of? The customer's on one side of the divide, and they're on the other, and the bridge between them is marketing.
Absolutely. And I love small business. And in fact, DocuStar, by the SBA's definition, is a small
right,
business.
It's right.
a family owned organization. And in fact, I am DocuStar's first formal chief marketing officer. And so, as small businesses are thinking about the marketing department and whether or not it's time to truly carve out a spot for a chief marketing officer, some of the things, you know, they should be thinking about is it time? And you know, is it time for us to formally put down a strategic marketing plan? Hopefully, they even started, you know, their business. But again, as it relates to social media, is the component of your strategic marketing plan needs to serve your business goals and objectives.
Right. So, all right. So let's talk about some of the things in your business. So your business is a little bit bigger than probably the average small business is. You've got a few hundred employees. So when you think about promoting a company your size, what's on your radar screen?
Well, it's interesting because I've recently broke down my marketing budget, and of course a budget, whether you're large or small, is, you know, very important. And part of the reason I wanted to break that down was because I was reading from the Gartner analyst, Laura McLean, who had said that by the year 2017, the CMO will spend more on IT than the CIO. So, you know, that's something to think about.
Say that again.
Sure. By the year 2017, the chief marketing officer will spend more on IT than the chief information officer.
On now, IT, folks. Not on the marketing budget, but the
exactly.
IT. Wow, that is an incredible forecast.
It is. And so I wanted to see, as a chief marketing officer, how much of my marketing budget is actually going towards IT technology-related resources. And for me, a small business, just a little north of 17% of my marketing budget is actually going towards technology, you know, technology in the form of our CRM system, how we track Google Analytics.
And when you say IT, you're not talking so much about infrastructure as you are platforms and as you say, analytics and services more than infrastructure, right?
Exactly. So I'm not speaking about the servers of an organization, or, you know, hundreds of copies of Microsoft Office or something like that that they might be using. But I'm talking about the software applications, whether it's software as a service or whatever.
Hold on, Alan. I got to wrap it up. But folks, the thing is, what Alan just told you, if for your small business, that means that if that's correct, you really should start budgeting some budget for your social media programs. Not just try to do it for free. 20 after, right back with Alan C. He's with DocuStar. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.